Loving and eternal God, we thank you for this time that you have given us together to gather in your name, in this church and also online to worship you, Lord. We thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us in our lives. Thank you for the gift of life and the health and strength that you give us every day. Every day that you give us is a gift to be a blessing in this world, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for all the manifold blessings, all the provisions that you give us, our food, our shelter, our clothing, our everything that we enjoy in this world is all from you, and we thank you for that. We thank you for your presence in our midst today, Lord. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. With all the saints in this world and also angels in heaven, we praise you, O God. Help us, Lord, to honor your name as we take part in the communion and also in the division and the word today. We pray that you will bless us through your word and also in the communion. As we partake it, we pray that you will bless us with the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can go out and be witnesses for you in the days to come, to care for others, to love others, and to show your love and care and compassion to those who are in need. Be with us today so that we can lift up your name, Lord, and honor your name. Bless each and every one of us according to our hearts and according to our needs. We thank you again for this blessed time. Bless us with your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is our greeting time now, as we have already greeted each other. I just want to say hi to Martha. Martha, good morning. Thanks for joining.
Good morning.
And thank you all for joining today. And we'll sing another hymn now. And that's also a familiar hymn, Standing on the Promises. Please sing together and help to each other. 374.
Let's do 1 and 4.
You want to do 1 and 4?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do 1 and 4. Please stand if you are able. 374 verses 1 and 4. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. Please remain standing as we read the responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 91 verses 1 through 16. It is on page 810. In the blue hymnal, Psalm 91. Let's do responsively. Those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord,
My refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
For the Lord will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence, and will cover you with his pinions.
Under the Lord's wings you will find refuge. God's faithfulness is a shield and buckler.
You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your habitation,
No evil shall befall you. No scouts come near your tent. For God will give his angels charge over you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you upon their hands, lest you dash foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because they cleave to me in love, I will deliver them. I will protect them because they know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will satisfy them with long life and show them my salvation. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It is our prayer time now. As a church family, we come before God and share our prayers of blessings and thank God for all the blessings we have in our lives, and also we share our prayers of concerns and burdens and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His grace. The prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin. We can go through that. Some of the special items that we want to keep in our prayers are some of them that I highlighted in bold letters there. Please remember these people and items in our prayers. And particularly, please keep Wayne and Kara, is it listed there? Wayne Clements. I wrote it down at the bottom. Wayne Clements and Carol in our prayers. As Wayne is in the hospital, as I told you before, with a kidney stone, they're going to do some kind of a surgery on him. That's what I heard from him. So please keep him in our prayers for a quick recovery. I was able to talk to Penny on the phone on Friday, and she's sounding pretty good, a little weak now. She's walking, she can do all the things by herself now. She's eating solid food, even though we have a special food for her because her digestive system has to accommodate. So she might be there in the hospital one more week before she goes to a rehab, but you can text her and see if you can talk to her before you call her. But she can take calls once in a while. Please text her before you call. And she appreciates all the prayers.
Pastor, could you share that number with us, please?
Is it her cell phone number?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Yeah, you can text her first. And then ask her what time is it. So keep Penny in our prayers. They have to find a good place for her rehab.
Did she say how long she'll be in rehab?
They haven't told her anything about the rehab plans yet, but she'll be there another week at least in the hospital. So I don't think they are allowing visitors yet to the COVID ward other than family members, but I'm not sure yet. Thank God for the recovery for Gene Farrington here today. He was able to make it to church after the surgery, and he looks in good shape, so that is great news. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for that.
Amen.
Amen. I have added some new names in there. You see a name by name Brian. Brian is a young guy who just graduated out of medical school last year. He's been practicing in Tampa, one of our family friends from Dallas, Texas. And he is working in Tampa now. And last week he had a terrible accident while he was going to work. And he is in the ICU with a brain damage. He is not out of the woods yet. It's been 4 days. He's on ventilator. 29-year-old guy, did a lot of work in medical field, a very smart guy. He went to medical school right after high school. That kind of bright he was. So please keep him in our prayers. That family is torn by this. They're all in Tampa now. I can't even talk to them. But today I heard that he's moving his legs a little bit. I don't know if it's a good sign, but please keep him in our prayers and the family. You will also see Sini and family listed there, a friend of ours in Canada. Sini's husband, Vinu, passed away this week. With the cancer. He has been in the hospice. He's only 53 years old. The family is grieving at the death of him, and also the funeral is tomorrow. So please keep that family in our prayers as they are trying to cope with that. It's a young family, 2 young children in high school. Please keep that. And also John and family, same situation. John is a friend of ours in Florida. He had a lot of bad news this week. And his wife passed away this past week. That was also from a long-term cancer. Please keep John and family in our prayers. They're a young family with 2 children in high school. Again, same situation. Yeah, she was only 51. So these are 2 young families need a lot of prayers. Please keep Jean in our prayers. She's not feeling well. She was here last Sunday. Please keep Jean McBrayer also in our prayers. And continue to keep Ian in our prayers as he is in deployment abroad. And all those our soldiers and military people who are deployed. And also pray that we will not have another war, and we don't want another one. So please keep that. God will work with the world leaders to resolve those situations so we can avoid wars and keep our young folks in safety from harm's way. Continue to keep Martha in our prayers. She is joined online. Did you start your chemo, Martha, yet?
No, I have to have one more negative test from the COVID in order to be able to get my chemo. So hopefully I will have it this coming Wednesday. But I'd like to lift Rich up. He's still having a lot of the symptoms from COVID. And this has been over a month, and he still is having some symptoms. So please lift him up in prayer.
Sure. Please also continue to remember Guillermo Rives in our prayers as he is continuing with his chemo. And Miss Lou is traveling now. Please keep her in our prayers. Linda is here today joining us. Thank you for joining us. Please keep her and family in our prayer. Continue to keep her in our prayers. Bob Donald, same situation. They are still planning for his move to Mississippi, but they need a lot of preparation done before they can move him. So please keep him and the family in our prayers. Pray for our service workers, our military, police, fire, and grocery clerks, and all those service people who work behind the scenes to support us, particularly during this pandemic, keep them in our prayers and be thankful for their services, and also pray for the safety of them and their families. Continue to pray for our nation, our president, our cabinet members and governors of the states who are making decisions on a daily basis. Let us pray that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things. So let us, are there any special items? Any other call outs? Yes, Robert.
Yeah, my brother's 79, he lives in Florida, and he's had COVID almost a month too. He can't shake it. He's had all the shots and he's losing a lot of hope. He's just he's in and out of cancer also, but he's at his wit's end right now. He's still testing positive.
Oh really? What's his name?
Charles.
Charles?
Yeah.
Any others?
Yes. Let's do a special prayer for Ian McGee. He's been deployed to overseas.
Oh, Ian?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ian.
Yeah.
And his family.
Yeah, so, yeah, we did that. I think I called
it out, right?
Ian. Ian, okay. Did I say Ian or Ian?
Ian.
Yeah, it's Ian.
Ian, okay.
Protection
over him. Yes. Yes. Are there any others? And talk to Gail and family. They are all out of the COVID, so they are restoring their health gradually back. If there are no other prayers, let us go to God in prayer, for a silent prayer for a few moments, and then I'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings. We thank you for the health and strength you have given us today to get up this morning and to live one more day in this world. Along with that, you give us everything that we need, our shelter, our food, our clothing, the air we breathe, the water we drink, are all your gift from above, Lord. And we thank you for that. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day and keeping us safe even in this world of evil and danger. You are the source of all good things, Lord, and we come before you with our heavy burdens and our hearts. You are there always listening to our prayers and knowing every one of our needs. When we are tired, we come to you for strength. When we are in need, we come to you for our needs. And you are the one who can make us whole. The scripture, you said that do not worry about our life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air, they do not sow, reap or store away in barns, yet our Heavenly Father feeds them. We come before you fully trusting in your promise that you will answer our prayers according to your will at the right time. We lift up all of those who need your touch, healing touch today, Lord, especially the people that we have called out today. We pray for Penny as she is recovering from the hospital now. Bless her, Lord, with your presence and touch her with your healing hand, that you will restore her strength back and find a good rehab place also. Give guidance to the family at this time. We pray for Rich and Martha, particularly Rich as he's still struggling with the COVID symptoms. Pray for your healing hand to touch him, Lord, and heal him completely and strengthen his body. And also Martha, so that she can go back to her chemo treatment soon. We pray for Guillermo as he's also continuing with his chemo. Bless him, Lord, with your presence and comforting peace. And also Liliana, together as a family, they need a lot of help and comforting presence, Lord. We pray for your presence there and comfort them. We pray for Jean as she is struggling with her body, body is weak. Now strengthen her body and also in her spirit. And we pray for Ian as he is deployed overseas. We thank you for the services that they are providing. We pray for all those soldiers who are out there helping and protecting us, Lord. Especially we lift up Ian into your hands. Let your comforting hand cover him, Lord, and keep him safe. And bless him and bless his family also. And we thank you for the commitment that they have and the services that they do for us, protecting our freedom. We pray for Wayne as he is in the hospital. Bless him with your healing presence, Lord, especially as he's going through a surgery. We pray for the surgeons, the doctors and nurses who treat him, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit, Lord. Do the right things and have a successful surgery and can go home without any problems or complications. We pray for Carol also. Bless her with your peace during this time. We pray for Brian as he's in the hospital struggling in the ICU and also on ventilator. We pray that you'll touch him, Lord. A young man with a lot of future before him, we pray for your grace on him, Lord, to touch him and strengthen his body that he can recover back to normal, Lord. And we pray for the family. They are torn apart by this difficult situation. Bless them, Lord, with your peace and comfort them with your presence also. We pray for Sini and family who lost Vinu. And also we pray for John and family who lost his wife. We pray for both of those families for their peace. Above all, we pray for the children that they will be raised in your grace and knowledge and give them the guidance for the future, Lord. We pray for Jean as she is struggling with her body weakness. We pray for strength in her body. We pray for Miss Lou as she is traveling. Bless her also with the travel mercies and safety for her. We pray for Bob Donald as he is in the facility trying to cope with the situation there. And also the plans for moving back to Mississippi. Give him the guidance and find the right place for him to go back to. We pray for the family of Leslie who passed away this past week. We pray for your presence and also for your comforting peace for the family there. We also thank you for the new birthday for granddaughter of the Jollies. We pray for a new year in her, a blessed new year for her. Thank you for the manifold blessings that you have showered upon her during this past year and all her life. We pray for the family as well. We also thank you for David Jolly as he's retiring from the Air Force. Be with him also. Thank you for the many years of service that he has done and continue to be with him and guide him for the future prospects and pray for the family as well. We pray for the brother of Robert, Charles, as he's struggling with COVID and many other issues with his health condition. We pray that you will be with him. We strengthen his body and his spirit. Above all, we pray for peace that passeth all understanding to rule his hearts and his mind, and also the families. We pray for all of our service workers, our military, police, fire, and all those who are working behind the scenes in our service industries, our truck drivers, our grocery clerks, our delivery people, trash workers, many, many others, teachers, many people, Lord, who are working day and night, especially during this COVID. We thank you for their services and pray for their safety and their families. We pray that you'll be with them and keep them safe. We pray for our nation. Pray for the president, vice president, and all the leaders, the lawmakers, and the governors of the state who are making decisions during this difficult time. Bless them with your guidance, Lord, that they will be guided by the Holy Spirit to do the right thing. And give them your wisdom to make the right decisions. We thank you for all the things that they do for us. Help us, Lord, to trust in your grace and mercy so that the nation can be united together again. We thank you for your presence in our midst today, Lord. As we take part in the communion, bless us with your presence, empower with your Holy Spirit, and also bless us through your word, that we can be filled by the power of your Holy Spirit to be powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. We help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit, to lift up your name and glorify you. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers can come forward and take up the offering, please. The doxology, if you are able, please stand for the doxology. It is on page 94 if you want to follow that. Actually, 95. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for all the blessings that you shower upon us every day, Lord. Thank you for giving us the gift of life and also the gift of Jesus Christ, who came to die for us in this world. Through Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful stewards of your resources in this world and use it for the glory of your name in this world and for the blessing of this world. Bless us today, Lord, as we were able to give according to our will, and also pray for those who could not give today. Cover them all with your love and protection, and love them, Lord, and thank you again for this time to give our offering, and we also give ourselves as a living offering before you. Take us, Lord, and bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you remain standing for the scripture reading, which is taken from Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 22 through 32.
Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountain to pray by himself. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance away from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down, and those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word, which is life and spirit to us, Lord. As we come before you, your word, help us, Lord, to understand the spiritual truths and to apply that in our lives so that we can be a blessing to this world. We pray for an obedient heart and a humble spirit so that we can obey your commandment, whatever you command us to do. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we have been looking at the ministry of Jesus through this Epiphany season, as he started with the miracle in Cana, where he changed water to wine, and then we talked about today we are talking about the storm that the disciples found themselves in, and Jesus came walking on water towards them. So these are all miracles that we read in the Bible, and we call them miracles. And to me, God does not have any miracles. These are normal things for him. Like I said, changing water into wine is not a miracle. It happens every day on a plant. If you look at a grape, a plant, it does that for you. Take the water from the soil and convert to grape juice. And how does that happen? It's all because of God's doing. Happens in many things that we take for granted. But if you look at it, these are all little miracles for us. But to God, these are not miracles. God is good even in the midst of our storms. But what do we do when we find ourselves caught in rough waters? What do we do? Many times, most times, we panic and get afraid. One of the things that I read about being in the ocean, people who go boating in the ocean, is their suggestion is that the best way out in rough waters is to ride it through. That's what one of the captains that I read, one of the experts in this area, a New York-based captain, wrote a little piece of article about how to survive in the rough waters. He says the one of the biggest mistakes people make is running directly for the dock whenever a storm blows up. He said sometimes it is better just to ride it out rather than maneuvering and trying to fight the waves ourselves and getting more and more deeper into trouble. So many times riding out the storm is the way to do. And in this life itself, believe it or not, we find ourselves caught in rough waters many times with no notice. All of a sudden the storms come up and beat against our lives and our boats. So as John continues to narrate the events of the day, as we discussed on the last Sunday, that Jesus fed the multitude with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, which was again another miracle that, as we say, but when 5 loaves, or regardless of how much it is, comes to God's hands, it can multiply. And that's how God is. When anything is given to God's hands, he will multiply that and bless that to bless this world. So after that event that we saw Jesus feeding the multitude, a big crowd started following him. A big crowd. And then Jesus looked at all of these people, and they were at least 5,000 women, you know, 5,000 men, and it's probably going to be men and women with close to 10,000, and children. So a good number of people who got fed started following Jesus. And then he looked behind all of these people following him. He said, I know why you are following me. You are following me not because of the signs that I did, but because of the free loaves of bread and fish that you were able to eat. That's what Jesus said it plainly. Then he goes on to say that the living bread is what you need, that will not make you hunger anymore. And he tells them that I am the living bread, the bread of life. So even though you ate this bread in this world, that you got fed already, the reality is that you will feel hunger again. But I am the living bread. If you feast on me and you live on me and eat me and my body, it is symbolically saying that to experience him in our lives, accepting him in our lives, then you will never thirst or you will never be hungry again. So that is what he was trying to teach them towards the end of that incident and telling them that you need the living bread and not just the bread from this world. So throughout the Bible we see many examples of faith, and because of faith great things have happened. In this situation where the disciples were caught in these rough waters, they were afraid. And Jesus was not with them. And as we read the background of the story in the other Gospels also, we read that Jesus was praying in the mountain and asked the disciples to go to the other side. And that's when this happened and they got caught in this big storm and they were afraid. But in the middle of the storm, we see Jesus coming to the disciples, walking on water. Storms can come up any time, as I said, but how do we respond to it? Here we saw a group of disciples in the boat. But one of them, as you all can know, Peter, always does something. And he decided to step out on the water. As soon as he saw that it was Jesus, he called out to Jesus and said, "Jesus, ask me to come out to you." He wanted Jesus to call him to come out to the water. So what exactly do you do in the storm of life? Was he testing Jesus? Was Peter testing Jesus? Or was he testing himself about his own faith? Well, based on the history of Peter, as we can see, a person of always active and jumping into things that others don't. We see that Peter always do that. Peter always did that. But I don't think, knowing his life, he was probably not testing Jesus. And he knows very well that it is not a good idea to test God anyway, because he has done other experiences like that. So he would not probably do that. But probably he was trying to see if he can walk as Jesus did. He was probably trying to see if he has the faith to do it. So he asked Jesus to call him out. And Jesus said, "Come on. If you want to walk on water, come on out of the boat." So when we find ourselves in situations of storms in our lives, it is about stepping out on the water rather than being afraid and staying in the boat. Staying in the boat is a very comforting a good idea sometimes. But stepping out takes more courage into the water. Running into the storm to face it, because Jesus is already there facing the storm with you. So once we are faced with the storms of life, it can be anything that can come and hit us, and I don't have to tell you. Storms of, sickness and grief, storms of hate, all kinds of different things around us, injustice, things like that. But when they come and hit us, be bold enough to step out into the storm to face it, rather than being afraid and stay in the boat and crying out. It is, sometimes you may have to stay in the boat. In other story we see that. But when Jesus is out on the water, you can always dare to step out to the water, because he's going to be there to help us walk through the water. Faith is not about getting what you desire from God. It is about getting what God desires for you. God wants certain things to happen in our lives. Many times we have a list of things that we go to God in prayer. And we make a list of things that we want God to do for us. But how many of them in that list is about God's desire for us? We don't know. Most of the times we are surrounded by things that we wanted to get from God, the desires that we have. So faith is not about getting what we desire, but it is about what God's desire is for us to be fulfilled in our lives. So Peter was trying to get to Jesus to prove that whoever believes in Jesus can also do what Jesus can do. And that's what Jesus taught them. If you believe in me, you can do what I can do and also more. That's what Jesus said. Whoever believes in me can do more than what I do in this world. So Peter stepped out and walked on water and went there with him. So Peter used this time of storm as a situation to test out his dream. How many times can we dream in the times of storms? Peter had a dream to walk like Jesus. And he used that situation of frightening and scary moment to test that out. Many times, if we take our time to test our faith during this time, God is going to help us be more strong in our faith as we come out of it. So how many people will do that? Who would dream in the middle of a storm? Only Peter, or people like Peter. The reason was that he knew that his master was out there walking on the water so that he can also walk on water with him. Many times when we talk about Peter walking on water, we think about the Peter sinking in water. How many times we talk about that? You know, Peter who only walked a little bit and then he began to sink. And you hear a lot of messages about Peter sinking in water because he was of very little faith. We see a lot of hear a lot of sermons on that part of it. But to me, I focus more on the opportunity that Peter took, even though he sank in water. Jesus did not let him sink, and we know that. But taking that step of faith out to the water is the first step. And I believe Jesus will remember that day, and Peter will always remember that day when he stepped out in faith for water. And Jesus drew him close to him, and put him. They all went back together in safety, as we read that story. We need not only dreamers, but we should be also doers. When we dare to dream, Jesus will say, "Come, step out, and do it. I'm going to be here for you." One of the stories that I read one time, I think it happened. In Niagara Falls, one of the tightrope walkers who walked on the Niagara Falls, I don't know if you remember the story, and he's a French guy, just a couple of decades ago, I think. One of the billionaires in America wanted to bring this guy and challenge him to walk him over Niagara Falls. And he agreed to take up that challenge, and he came here. But the billionaire was not very comfortable, or he didn't really trust him because he never walked on this big of a waterfall. He did many others in France and Europe, but he was a little nervous. So the tightrope walker came and he said he accepted the challenge, and they had this event planned out. And when the day came, the tightrope walker came up with his eyes blindfolded, and also had a wheelbarrow in his hand. And he walked from one end to the other with a wheelbarrow on the rope, and he went to the other side. And he then asked the billionaire, "What do you think of me now? Do you think I can do it?" He said, "Yeah, you can do it now because I just saw what you did. Do you think I can do it again?" "Oh, sure, I know you can do it again. And I just witnessed it." Then he said, "Well, if you trust me and if you know that I can do it again, please step into this wheelbarrow." I don't know if he would ever do that. That is what happened, you know. God wants us to step into these situations. If we say that we trust him, and if we know that he has the power to rescue us, are you able to step out in faith with him? That is what we need to think about our storms when they come and hit us. Yes, Jesus is in the middle of the storm, but are we ready to walk on water with him? Sometimes God gives us situations where we have to walk on water. Sometimes God gives us situations where we have to walk in the fire, just like the people, the young boys did in the fire. No matter what it is, even though you walk through the waters, I'll be there with you. And the fire will not touch you or burn you. That's what this here in Isaiah, saying that God is going to be there, not only in water, but also in fire. So rather than praying for, give me, get me out of this water or get me out of this fire, let us pray that, Lord, get me through the water and get me through this fire, because I need your presence in the water and in the fire, then I will be fine. Isn't that a very comforting message for us, that God is going to be there in the water? Sometimes the water may not go away. The fire may be real. But in the midst of that fire, there is going to be a living God who is more powerful than any waters can roar, more powerful than any fire can burn, will be there in the midst of that, so that no fire will burn anything, a little hair on your body will be burned, or the waters will not overflow you. So let us go with that message today, that God is there in the midst of the storm, as long as we are prepared to step out in faith. God is a great God. As I always say, that William Carey, I like him, one of those missionaries to India, he lived there most of his life and died there. And his, one of the things that he always wrote on his table was, expect great things from God so that we can attempt great things for God. If we only expect little things from God, we are only going to get little things from God. But as people of God, who is Almighty God, He is our Father in heaven with all the provisions and riches in heaven. So we can expect great things. Let us expect for great things from God so that we can attempt great things for God. That is the power of God in our lives as we go from this place. Please come to this table knowing that God's presence is here today with us. No matter what kind of situations we are going through in our lives, He is going to be there to protect us, to keep us and ride the storms through. So come and take part in this table. The table is the Lord's table and it's not our church table. It is an open table. All are welcome to come. We don't have any separation for young or old or men or women, or no separation. All can come and take part in this table. And may the good Lord bless us these words as we take part in this communion. As the ushers guide you, please come forward. The Holy Communion order is in the laminated sheet on the pews. Please follow that with me. There should be at least one on every pew. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Let us confess one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took the bread, broke the bread and gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then when the cup was supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here today on this gift of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Let us give thanks to God. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The closing hymn is 369, Blessed Assurance. We will sing stanzas 1 and 3. 369. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Jesus said, if we have faith, we can do greater things than he did in this world. If we dare to dream, dare to do, and step out from our comfort zones to do greater things for God, let us expect great things from God so that we can do great things for God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace. Have a blessed week.
Have a blessed week.
Blessed week, Martha.